members of this audience will instantly recognize the biblical allusion. The ancient Israelites, led by Moses, wandered for 40 years in the wilderness before they entered the promised land. Although I did not select the title for this panel, the intention of the program committee seems clear to me. 40 years after the Philadelphia Society's founding, we are invited to ask ourselves, are we now, or will we shortly be, in whatever kind of a promised land that conservative principle permits us to imagine? And are we, in fact, on the way to it? Is this the direction in which we have been moving? Is it the direction in which the larger society has been moving? Or is it the case that, as it sometimes seems to me, we are moving left and right at the same time? Our two original choices for this panel, Stephen Tonser and M. Stanton Evans, were both present at the creation of the Philadelphia Society. Having experienced life in the wilderness, so to speak, they are fully qualified to address these very questions. There is a second cultural meaning that can be attached to the number 40. Some of you may be members of another venerable institution, the Bohemian Club of San Francisco. If so, you will know that the club has an interesting custom. When any of its members have belonged to it for 40 years, they are elected to an inner circle known as the Old Guard. Now, what is the nature of old guards? Some years ago, Herbert Hoover, at his initiation into the Bohemian Club's Old Guard, had this to say on the subject. Once upon a time, the term old guard was regarded with esteem in every country and every avenue of life. Government, politics, business, drama, literature, and music all had their much revered old guards. But the communists established the bad habit of periodically liquidating their sequent old guards in some dark cellar. A recent regime in the United States, he meant the Roosevelt administration, caught that infection, as witness their nasty smears and political tactics designed to liquidate the old guard in both political parties. There is something to be said for all the old guards in the world, Hoover continued. They are men past the time when they want anything on this earth but the welfare of those whom they guard. Their tempers have been softened in the solutions of experience. They are a menace to the fuzzy-minded, the foolish, and all New Deals. Today it occurs to me, the Philadelphia Society has reached the age when it too can create a class of membership known as the Old Guard. Of course, it might be argued that the Society has no need for such a category, since every member is presumed to be an old guardsman from the start. No other guards are eligible. Be that as it may, our two original selections for this panel are charter members of this Society. For 40 years, they have zestfully challenged the fuzzy-minded, the foolish, and all New Deals. Our first panelist is Stephen Tonser, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of Michigan. I do not know how many formal presentations he has made at our gatherings, but I recall that the first time I attended a society meeting in the 1970s, my assignment was to serve as a commentator on one of his papers. More than 25 years later, he remains active with his pen and literary sword. Regrettably, it has not been possible for him to undertake the rigors of travel to our 40th national meeting. But he has prepared some reflections for this occasion. I now call upon our secretary, Bill Campbell, to deliver Professor Tonser's remarks.